Thank you, Mike. Good morning, everybody. My great pleasure to talk about international operations. So I'm going to talk about landscape a little bit, how we are responding to kind of a tumultuous landscape. Talk about strategy a little bit, and then how we execute. International is a strong and sustainable growth platform, the size of $20 billion in sales this year, 23% operating income. We are operating in 72 subsidiaries. We have laboratories in 35 countries with over 4,000 R&D employees located outside the United States. Our ability to reach end-user customers anywhere in the world by the people who really understand the local culture is the reason why this global capabilities is one of four fundamental strengths of the company. Over the past 5 years, we were able to grow at 5%, strong growth track record, organic local currency. The sales will top $20 billion this year with 23% operating income. Our plan is to continue the growth momentum into the next several years, 6% organic local currency growth for the next several years. And the growth will come from both developing and developed economies. Very critical that we grow both in developing and developed, and we have a playbook to win in both developing and developed economies. There are lots of dynamics happening, as you know, around the world in any given year, ranging from local currency devaluation all the way to tumultuous geopolitical events or even natural calamities. 3M has a well laid out playbook to respond to this situation very quickly and very effectively when they arise. For example, in 2014, we successfully overcame severe local currency devaluation around the world through very disciplined pricing management actions, meaning increases in most cases, right? We also managed our cash flow and balance sheet very effectively in an abnormal circumstance like in Venezuela, again, by the people who have done this before and who know exactly what to do under the circumstances. So let's talk about strategy a little bit. We are basically operationalizing corporate strategy, six strategies. Our guiding principle is around three strategic levers, namely portfolio management, investing in innovation, and business transformation. In doing so, we were able to post a strong financial result. Year to date September, our organic local currency growth was 4.5% at 23% operating income. Our growth momentum is accelerating, and our strong operational excellence discipline continues to drive margin. Our strategies are powered by our people. People are at the center of our global strategy execution. To attract highly qualified and diverse global talent, we put in place some very unique and innovative hiring practices. For example, we have a targeted international PhD hiring program from many top universities around the world. We are also tapping International Society for Female Engineers. We also have a program to hire highly qualified Saudi nationals in U.S. colleges, train them in the United States, and send them back to Saudi Arabia to work in 3M operation in the kingdom. Once we hire the people, then we really develop them through comprehensive leadership training programs, both in terms of specialty area as well as general leadership programs. So we'll continue to invest in people and leadership development. So let's talk about three key strategic levers, starting from portfolio management. Over the past 3 years, on the chairman's direction, we vigorously implemented portfolio management strategy in international. Our actions were focused on shifting resources and headcount toward heartland and push four divisions. We also allocated capital differently based upon portfolio priorities. We also put R&D investment and M&A in different buckets relative to portfolio priorities. In doing so, our Push 4 divisions are now growing at the fastest 6%, followed by Heartland divisions at 4%. In implementing this portfolio management strategy, we were able to generate more sustainable domestic demand-driven businesses like healthcare, consumer retail, and personal safety businesses, which obviously helped us build more balanced portfolio mix in our business. Our geography portfolio plan calls for growing 9% in developing market and 3% in developed market. The core essence of our growth strategy in these two markets is to convert local and regional megatrends, there are lots of them by the way, to faster commercialization. For example, in developing market, we can really capitalize on air quality in many countries, or water quality, big problem around the world. Food safety, huge issue in many countries. Infrastructure building. So those are the types of society-defining megatrends that we can turn into faster commercialization in developing markets. Same is true in developed markets like in West Europe. We can also capitalize on opportunities like sustainability, energy savings, or healthcare solutions relative to aging populations. So that's how we want to grow in both developing and developed markets. These are the top 15 countries and regions where most of the growth will come from in the next few years. So you can see the countries here, China, Southeast Asia, Brazil, Korea, Japan, Mexico, and a few countries in West Europe. So those are the countries where most of the growth will come from, kind of a usual suspects, as you can imagine. And I'm going to specifically talk about China, Southeast Asia, Japan, and West Europe in my following slides, starting from China. We have been operating in China since 1984. We have a very large and very profitable business, over $4 billion business. We have a very good and very large manufacturing supply chain and R&D footprint in China. But you know what? We concluded that we can do more in China. Hence, the creation of so-called New China Plan in 2012, 2 years ago. New China Plan calls for growing our business in China from $4 billion to $5.5 billion by doing things differently. There are four things that we are doing differently now. First, we invest more in local megatrend-driven product development and marketing in China to really take advantage of their domestic-driven economy. Number two, we expand regionally into West region, particularly, and North region. Third, we also focus on productivity improvement using Lean Six Sigma discipline. So it's not just growth, we're also focusing on productivity in addition to growth. And then we continue to invest in our human capital capabilities. So those are four things that we do differently to bring China to the next level. Our new China plan is fundamentally based upon much deeper and more systematic understanding of China as a country. As China continues to evolve to the next stage of economic development, as was stipulated in 12th five-year economic plan, we see a vast array of opportunity to convert those domestic megatrends to commercialization. For example, we are already investing heavily in air quality programs, water purification issues, water quality problems, or healthcare programs, automotive, and we are getting some great success from these programs. All domestic, all indigenous toward China local megatrends. I'll just take one example to get a little deeper into the program to explain what I mean by very local domestic programs. Air quality issue in China is well known. It is an environmental issue and health issue at the same time. People in Beijing or Shanghai wake up in the morning and start the day by checking what they call AQI, or Air Quality Index. So you can see the number here. The safe level of AQI is considered around 50, and as you can see in the chart, in many days, in many cities, is well beyond 130 or 150. So public awareness is clearly there. 2 years ago, 3M introduced consumer respirator program. The program is designed to provide proprietary 3M respiratory protection technology to general Chinese consumers. Again, the product was designed, manufactured in China at the price point that should be affordable to general Chinese consumers. Then we made them available ubiquitously. They can buy in a supermarket, they go to the drugstore, they can pick it up. They go to mass retailers, they can buy it, or through a website like Alibaba.com. We are already having a great success in year two. In fact, just this opportunity alone, the air quality in China could be multi-hundreds of millions of dollars opportunity, very profitable for 3M. So this is our playbook. This is how we're going to grow in China. Going with the economy, going with society. And we can replicate to other megatrends, like water quality or food safety. Or we can take the example in China and replicate in Indonesia, for example. So this is how 3M will continue to grow in developing market. 3M Japan is the second largest subsidiary of 3M with $2.2 billion sales. As you know, the country went through tragic tsunami event in 2011 and recently very severe local currency devaluation. Not only are we just responding to the situation in Japan, our team in Japan, I think, is thriving in this challenging landscape. 3M Japan, which became, as you know, wholly owned subsidiary of 3M recently, is in great shape. They are outgrowing market, outgrowing IPI in a big way. In fact, it is expected that 3M Japan will finish 2014 with 10.4% organic local currency growth at 33% operating income. So we are very proud of our team in Japan and quite happy about our operation in Japan. How did they do that? Again, by focusing on portfolio simplification, portfolio management, do less and do it well. At the same time, also focus on megatrends like domestic, healthcare, consumer retail, as well as personal safety. Southeast Asia is a growing region. This is, could be next growth platform for 3M. We already have $1 billion very profitable business. And opportunity here is associated with a very large number of emerging middle-class consumers. Oh, by the way, over 800 million people who's got money now ready to spend. Our strategy here too is really take advantage of our Singapore super hub capability. Since 1998, we invested over $800 million in Singapore to build very sophisticated manufacturing and R&D platform. So we can use this to capitalize on megatrend opportunity there, like automotive. People buy more cars there, middle-class income consumers, consumer business, oil and gas, as well as electronics and healthcare. So our growth momentum in Southeast Asia region is going very well. We have very high expectation for Southeast Asia to continue to grow. West Europe is a must-win geography for us. We already have a very large presence. 17% of 3M sales is coming from West Europe. We have a very large footprint, complete self-sufficient capability in terms of manufacturing, supply chain, and R&D. And if you take a look at West Europe as a marketplace, for us it's a growth market. They have a very large consumer base, and West Europe is also the home location for numerous number of global corporations who are leading the global trend in the areas like sustainability, like technology, like innovation. And our plan there is simply to follow corporate strategy, focus on portfolio simplification and prioritization, do less but do it well, and really capitalize on uniquely European innovation. And at the same time, also focus on productivity program, like regionalization, meaning instead of going country by country in small countries, why don't they cluster country into more regional structure? At the same time, we also consolidated all of our supply chain footprint in West Europe into one location in Switzerland, which I'm going to touch on later. Here's one example of uniquely European innovation. 3M has an advanced material solutions. lightweight material. Basically, this is for aerospace and automotive industry. This is the material and technology that can make things lighter in aerospace parts and automotive parts. And that's a good news from the perspective of sustainability and energy efficiency. Not only do we have one technology, we have many technologies to make things lighter and more energy efficient. I'll just take one example, glass bubbles. This is a hollow glass microsphere, very small, the diameter of somewhere between 30 to 50 micron. It is a filler material that can be mixed with plastics or composites and basically made into automotive or aerospace parts, can reduce the weight of the parts as much as 15%. And that's a good news for industry. So we are commercializing this. We have already commercialized this with large aerospace and automotive OEMs in Europe. So people talk about Europe as a slow growth. It is true, but there are high growth segments in Europe, such as this. This particular segment, which is large, with 2 billion plus addressable market size, is growing somewhere between 8 to 15%. And this is how we're going to grow in developed market. There are segments that we can unleash 3M technology to take advantage of the trend, like sustainability, like lightweight material. That's how we're going to grow in developed economy. In terms of invest innovation, our plan is to continue to invest in R&D, as we heard from our chairman, and marketing as well. You heard we have lots of ideas, right, in terms of how we grow in local market with local megatrend. The reason we are investing in R&D is to convert those opportunities to commercialization. That's why we are increasing and stepping up our R&D investment as well as marketing. For example, we continue to invest in our customer technical centers around the world. Right now, we have 46 customer technical centers around the world. We keep adding one or two a year. We'll keep investing in this customer technical center capability. We are also shifting the center of gravity in our technology development. So right now, corporate research activities was all coming from US. Now we are shifting the center of gravity to locations like China, Germany, and Japan. Again, the reason we are doing it is to really take advantage of opportunities residing in the region, residing in those countries. For example, air, water, safety, and list goes on and on. I'll just take a couple examples of what I mean by local megatrend-driven innovation. In Japan, 3M commercialized viscoelastic material. It's basically sticky material, elastic material that can be inserted in the form of damper in between building structure, like warehouse. What it does is that it maximizes the resistance against vibration caused by earthquake. So that's a very, very good thing for a lot of warehouse structure in Japan. We are already getting some very, very good success with this particular very local innovation in Japan. The second one, water purification. We talked about air in China. We are having a very good success with water. Water quality is as much of a problem in China as it is with air quality. So 3M has a very comprehensive air purification capability for house. So what we did is to set up over 2,000 individual kiosks in large cities in China. So consumers can bring their home water sample. They can get a test immediately right on the spot in the kiosks. They can get a report right on the spot. They can get a recommendation what types of system they need right on the spot. In fact, if they want, they can make a purchase right on the spot. So these types of program is really unique to China, and we have many, many examples like that we call local megatrend-driven innovation. That's how we're going to grow in international going forward. In terms of business transformation, we were able to continue to drive down our cost of goods sold, as you see here, and we were able to do that through rigorous use of Lean Six Sigma. And we are stepping up Lean Six Sigma. We are increasing the number of black belts to take it to the next level, to make sure that we continue to focus on productivity improvement in addition to finding the way to grow. In fact, all of this will be enabled by a single instance global ERP that's now being deployed, and that will be a critical enabler to make all this possible by connecting all the data points around the world in all functions and all countries. Our supply chain of the future is hinged on the idea that instead of going country by country, if we can consolidate all supply chain assets into one location in the region, you can create a lot more effect, you can create a lot more productivity. That's the thinking. For example, in EMEA, we established a supply chain center of excellence in Switzerland. So now it controls all supply chain assets in EMEA, which is a great thing from the standpoint of asset utilization. In fact, we also selected Singapore as the regional location for Asia Pacific. We already launched our Panama Pacifico operation in Panama. So these three hubs of supply chain will act as a center of excellence to consolidate manufacturing assets to maximize asset utilization. And by the way, those three locations happen to be very tax efficient locations. That's how we will modernize and continue to maximize our efficiency in supply chain. This is one example. EMEA supply chain in Burgdorf, Switzerland. It consolidated all 49 individual plants under one entity now in Switzerland. That covers over $6 billion worth of sales value production. And as our chairman told you, we successfully deployed ERP in all those locations. What it does is that it really drives asset utilization and drive the cost down in our cost of goods sold. Significant cost-saving opportunity in an approach like this. Oh, by the way, it happens to be located in tax-efficient location. So in summary, I think international is a strong and proven growth platform. We have a very strong operational excellence discipline, but we see very large and untapped local market opportunities based upon megatrend. So our plan is to continue to invest in R&D and marketing to commercialize those opportunities. And we are doing all of this through our proud global talents. So that was a story from international. It's my pleasure to introduce Nick Gangstad, the CFO of the company.